Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, a time which Jeff feels will help you weather the storms of life as you read God's Word and then speak to Him in prayer. Here's Jeff.
Psalm 15. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? He who walks with integrity and works righteousness, and speaks truth in his heart. He does not slander with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord. He swears in his own hurt and does not change. He does not put out his money at interest, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today examining our hearts for righteousness. You have warned us through the writer of Proverbs about a deceitful and lying tongue. Among others, you tell us there are 6 things which you hate, yes, 7 which are an abomination to you, a lying tongue and a false witness who utters lies. Convict us, O Lord, of our speech and the truthfulness of our words. Our words originate in our hearts, and if we speak lies, then our hearts are filled with lies and deceit. Lord, those who profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior have been filled with your Holy Spirit, and your Spirit is a spirit of truth. Father, glorify yourself through those whom you have given to the Son for salvation, that righteous fruit pouring from their hearts would be words of truth. Father, we pray for the unity of the Church and for fellowship among the saints. You have inspired only one complete canon of Scripture, O Lord, to teach us, to reprove us, to correct us, and to train us in righteousness. Bring us back to your precious word to study it and to know it, that it might be on the tablets of our hearts every day. Reward our study, Lord, by flooding our minds with verses of Scripture to direct us through every one of life's most difficult situations. Glorify yourself, Lord, through men and women who strive for sanctification through their devotion to Scripture. Use their righteous lives as a guiding light to the lost, that they might see in them the transforming power of knowing your word and the knowledge which it brings of your Son Jesus Christ. Lord, identify the needy and empty heart. Then send your Spirit to convict that heart of their sin and their need for a Savior. Plant deep into their hearts the saving knowledge of your Son Jesus Christ. Glorify yourself, Lord, by reconciling unto yourself one more who repents of his sin and trusts in the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation. Your Holy Spirit indwells the heart of every believer. It is your Spirit which causes believers from every country, culture, language, and background to instantly find peace with you and each other and develop a bond of friendship. By submitting to his lead and direction our lives, O Lord, he will produce fruit of integrity, fruit of righteousness, and fruit of truth. Glorify yourself, Lord, in producing godly men and women, led by your Holy Spirit, living lives which please you, assuring them a dwelling on your holy hill, and to abide in your tent. You are gracious and merciful to us, O Lord, and we bless you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This has been A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. The website is thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. And thank you for spending time with us, and know that your generosity in supporting this ministry will be used to the honor and glory of God.